Paul Pushker, Vivacious Award.
She knows the job and won't let me get it done. She's probably my best hope.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Vivacious Award drove to the lead in Vivacious Award. She was on the deck an hour ago. Tatum Bull, she's in the winner's circle now.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
And not just any early mail, it's day one of the Bull Carnival.
We're still talking about Tatum Bull.
Yeah, no, I love Paul Pushkin more than most people on the planet, but I've had a gutful of him. We need another winner. That's what we need, and we're going to get one today, day one of the Bull.
There's a lot of people that are waiting for this phone call. Daniel Lumsden is the track manager at Warrnambool Bull. Daniel, good morning, and straight up, how much rain have you had?
24 mil.
Oh, that's all right.
That's all right.
That's exactly the last level I got here.
24.
The airport, which is 5 or 10 minutes out the road, had 39. So considering we go out pretty lightly.
Right. So what's the forecast from here? Do you feel that most of the rain's now gone?
From what I can see from what the Bureau is telling me, most of the rain is gone, if not all. So it should clear up today, into tomorrow, into Thursday.
Oh, that's fantastic news, because we were talking earlier about some of the... Yeah, the west coast of Victoria has got some pretty bad weather overnight. Air is inlet over 100 mils. Ocean Grove sort of 60 or 70. I know you're further along, but that's great news, because that was concerning what we were hearing.
Yeah, it was. It was quite. It was buckling there pretty hard about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock last night. I was joining the people who were quite concerned.
Right, okay. So, Dan, as a result of 24 mils overnight, I know you've already been out on the track this morning. What's the most latest information you have for us?
We're currently rated a heavy 9.
Yep.
Penetrometer of 6.28.
Yep.
Rails in the true.
Yep.
And a good cover of grass and ready to go.
All right, so obviously a big time for you. Are you happy with what you've been able to present today?
Very happy. Yesterday, before the rain came, I was probably the happiest I've ever been with the track.
Yep.
Even this morning when I walked out, I was expecting to see the water a fairly bottomless track, but to see a heavy 9, and if the wind, it's quite windy here at the moment, if it keeps blowing the way it is, we might even see an upgrade during the day.
All right. Fantastic, Dan. I know it's a busy day for you. We'll let you go. We'll catch you again tomorrow morning.
Not a problem. Thanks, guys.
Good news.
Heavy 9. Rail true.
6.28.
6.28. All right, that's a good start to the carnival. It could be a heavy 11 by Thursday, though. Michael Kent Jr. is on the line as part of our early mail today, part of the Price Kent Jr. Yard, doing great things. Michael, good morning.
Morning, boys. How are you?
We're going well. Are you on site at the Bull, or are you just sort of at home watching from afar?
I'm not yet. I'm at track work at Caulfield, but I'm about to jump in the car in half an hour and make the drive down. I'm there for the week. We've got a big team in, and I can't wait.
Right, fantastic. If race 2 number 14, Holbert, gets a run today in the hurdle, the maiden hurdle, does it win?
I wouldn't go that far. You've got to get it for 15 obstacles. But I can't see him getting a run. Everyone wants to run here. It's the shame they only run 10 horses in these maiden hurdles, and there's 6 emergencies in all 3 maidens today that so 18 horses miss out potentially. So, it's a shame. We set him for the race, but... he'll be staying in his box, I'd say.
What about race 8? You've got a couple floating around. 5th position, number 9, and Misdemeanor, number 14. How are they looking for day one?
Yeah, so Misdemeanor will be pulled out and possibly run Thursday.
Yep.
5th position's an interesting one. We paid a bit of money for him at the Tats horse and training sale in England last year. He's got a very good profile, and I think he's very well in here on the minimum weight Damien Lane to ride. He's just drawn a really wide barrier. So, look, if it was Thursday, I'd be saying that's the ideal barrier. But fresh ground today, just need the race shape to work out. So if they can make ground, he'll be charging home late. He's a quality horse.
Righto. So I'll keep an eye on race 8, number 9, 5th position, regardless of what happens today. Then race 9, number 15, She's a Witness is involved as well. Not too far off in the market. First up today after a couple of months off. What are you thinking?
Yeah, for sure. She's a Metropolitan class mare. She's trialled up well with 2 trials. She's won on the soft, and she's trialled well in soft 7, heavy 8 ground this time in, so I'd be confident she'd get through it. Probably brings her into the race, to be fair. And, I think that's the right sort of price for her. These are very competitive races. It's a benchmark 70, but everyone targets these races, and you need the right horse to win. I think she's going well, and she's a worthy each way chance.
All right. So which one's your best today, Michael?
Yeah, I think he's out of each way on 5th position. We think he can get to a a good grade in time. Just want to see a bit of pace on, and he'll be charging home late.
Righto. Race 8, number 9, 5th position, $4.80, $1.95. You just about get $2 somewhere, I'm sure. And cheer at home each way. Good luck to you for the week. Appreciate your time.
No worries. Thank you.